Each year in the United States, the bishops and local bishops have encouraged us to come with you to say a little bit about missions throughout the world. And it gives us a chance to ask for your prayers for missionaries, and it also is an invitation to share in the missionaries' work, especially materially, because for many missions, it just doesn't happen. It won't happen unless we have contributions from generous people like you. To speak about the Indian situation that our Palatines face, we begin by just saying a little bit about the country. There are 1.3 billion people in India. And I read when I was in India the last time, 6 years ago, that around 300 million would be considered some kind of a middle class. That is, they have a home or an apartment that they can rent, and they have a job that they can put food on the table and do some education with their children, etc. So that leaves 1 billion people who do a lot of struggling just to live. When we think of the religious population, around 70 to 80% would be Hindi. 15% would be Muslim. And Protestant denominations would be 1 or 2%, and Catholics would be 2 to 3%. The Catholic population began more in Goa, Bombay, and in the southern state, southwest corner of the country, which is called Kerala. The languages that are found for national languages are Hindi and British English. In each state, there is a dominant local language, and there are many branches of that language as well. So if you are in one state, you can't speak that language. It's just very different. The script is different. If I'm crossing the St. Croix River like yesterday in the rain, well, I see the signs. I know, you know, what's happening. It may go from, you know, one sports team to another, etc. But, you know, I know the words, So that's very different in India, and it has a tendency to divide people. And that's not really good for them. Our Palatine fathers and brothers came to India in the late 1950s. And there were around 10 members that came. And today there are around 500, a little over 500 priests, brothers, and seminarians there. So the church there, our community, has grown very much. In 1963, our founder, St. Vincent Pallotti, was canonized during the second session of the Second Vatican Council. He lived in Rome all his life from 1795 to 1850, and as he was living his life there, there was a cholera epidemic in Rome. So he gathered people around him to respond by having some kind of a soup kitchen. Children were in needful just of places to live because their parents had died in the epidemic. And on, so he began to realize something spiritually, that all of us together are moved by the love of God. Yes, we have different situations of our vocation, in the church as clergy, religious, and laity, but yet we are always working for that same goal, the kingdom of God, the gospel being preached to the ends of the earth. And so this charism is alive and developing in India. And in India, I always say that as Palatines, we don't do a lot of different things that other people do. It's just that there are so many needs that are so obvious that if you just look around to see, well, what are the needs? Well, you just find children walking around and their parents have been sick and many have died. So the children are just there and you have to start some kind of a boarding system for them, or you have to invite them to a school, to build a school. You can't count on the government for schooling because they do not have much. And so to help young people simply to get involved in life so that they can have a good future, really, for themselves. So you will find us in many rural parishes as well as in city parishes. You will find us, as I say, schools. And an interesting point about India is that it's possible in the Catholic tradition to build a school and for the local community there, whoever builds the school, to make some money off schools. Now, it's not going to be a lot, but that's very different than what it is here. So in recent years in our missions, not only in India but other places, we have tried to help the communities be more self-supportive. And one of the ways they have done this is through schools. And so each year they build another level so they can have the children there. And so it works out well. On one visit, I was traveling to a town called Bilaspur, and it's a city around 50,000, something like that. And on the way there, we were passing this fella who was on a bike. And I asked the priest, Father James, who was taking me around, I said, well, what's happening there? And he said, well, that person is part of a caste, and they do a lot of very specific things in that caste. Now, they're not supposed to do anything else. It's just those specific things. So this gentleman on the back of the bike had a big pile of bones, and the oxen especially, you could see. The oxen is a really huge animal. And when you are traveling anywhere, if one of those fellows comes out into the street, you have to stop. I mean, that's the way it is. So oftentimes, travel is not very quick. So at any rate, that's where the bones were. And I said, well, the father priest said, he's taking them to a factory where he can make soap. Now, because he is of that particular caste, he doesn't have to ask anybody to go on your land to pick up those bones. He just does it, and that's kind of a service to the small farmer. But he brings back a few rupees, and that's one of the ways that he makes a living for the family. When we came to the rectory there, it seemed I was needing of some water or something. So when we got into the rectory, we sat down, and he said, I'll get you something to drink. And, of course, I'm all dusty from going into the Jeep, traveling in the Jeep, and I was looking for some water with ice cubes in, etc., etc. Well, he came, and he brought hot tea. So that gives me a chance to say, well, as missionaries, when you visit or you go to another place, each one has its customs. This is what you do. Well, for the Indian people, they need to make sure that they boil their water so that they can drink it. So they're not going to give you something as we would have. And they like to say after they give you some food, it's good for you. So, you know, you've got a plate of food and there's, you know, nice rice. And then they have a lot of spices. Each state has their spices. Well, I wasn't used to spices. So, it's good for you, you know. Okay. So each missionary, what they have to do is, it's nice to hear beforehand about some customs of a country, but when you are there and you have to adjust, well, it's a lot of spiritual and mental energy. Well, we were there a little while, and someone knocked on the door, and the priest went to answer the door. He came back a few minutes later, and he looked kind of down. And so we said to him, what happened? And he said, well, this gentleman came, and he wants to be a Catholic. Now, if someone would come to the parish offices or call and say they wanted to be a Catholic, well, we would kind of jump up and down almost inside, because we would be very happy about it. All our thoughts about RCIA would come into the picture and all this and that. Well, in India, you have to be very careful about anyone who comes and says they want to be a Catholic, because the Hindi people do not like Western influences, and they consider Catholicism a Western influence. So they don't like it. So, you know, some people, when they don't like something, they don't like it, but, you know, they don't do anything. Others, you know, it gets their blood boiling a little bit. And for others, you know, they really just don't like it and they're ready to do something. Well, so the priest said, I have to be very careful that this person does not leave the rectory thinking that I want him to be a Catholic. So he really has to say in such a way that when this person comes back again, he says, well, bring with you someone else who will testify that you want to be a Catholic. So this is part of the religious problems in India. And in recent months, it has been a little more definite, because the leaders of India do not, well, I should put it this way exactly, but they don't like Catholicism either. So they are making different laws that will make the Catholicism just as a minority kind of a thing. And I know the few Indians that we have working in our province, they talk about this and they are worried because they don't know where all this is going. So these two items, I think, give you an idea a little bit about, well, you know, what happens as a missionary comes to any country, the adjustments, you know, he or she has to make, and the acceptance that has to come about the people that you are serving and their different customs. And we do that here in many ways, but we have a certain number of them that we just take for granted. We do it. But with the missionaries, even those are not really, you know, to their betterment. They all have to be question. They all have to somehow take their turn. One of the things for those who like to work with automobile motors, well, one of the things I noticed is, often they have very simple motors, when you look down under the hood, the spark plugs, they're all here. Oh, you could change them. Oh, this is, where this is, and this is where that is, and oh, you can see the ground, You say, oh, this is a whole new world. I think I could do that too, But, work with the governor, that's kind of stuff. So, this morning, after communion, there will be a collection for the Palatine missions in India. And our project, we might say, for this year is that we want to use the money that we receive for the education of our seminarians. And usually there are an average of 5 to 7 priests that are ordained every year. So this is about a 8-year period. So the cost, we would say, is around $1,500. And for the people of India, it's 60 rupees to a dollar. So, it's so different from our standpoint. So there are envelopes in the pews in case you are not ready to give today. But at any rate, you can just bring an envelope next week, whichever one it is, and just put down missions in it and just put it in the regular collection. And today, after communion, there will be a special collection for our Palatine missionaries in India. Thank you for your attention during the homily.